It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. WESA's Bob Studebaker recently sat down with saxophonist Robbie Edwards, who is back home in Pittsburgh after years of living abroad. They talked about Robbie's early training, living the life of an expat musician in Europe, and an upcoming concert at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Also taking part in the conversation is Mensa Wali, artistic director of the Kente Arts Alliance.
Across the United States, many people's perception of Pittsburgh is informed by our industrial legacy, our rivers, our sports teams, particularly the Steelers and their legions of fans. Around the world, and particularly in the great cities of Europe, Pittsburgh's identity is that of a jazz town. That's due in a large part to the many artists who came from Pittsburgh and proved to be catalysts for evolutionary change in the music. And many of these artists went to Europe, lived and worked there, and stayed for sometimes decades. And what we're listening to right now is a little bit of a late night wee hours of the morning jam session with Pittsburgh saxophonist Robbie Edwards. Robbie, good to have you here. How long ago did this take place?
I think that was about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. It was a while ago.
And it was in Berlin, right?
It was Berlin. Yeah, the heart of Berlin. Yeah, at this club called the A-Train. Big time club over there.
What's it like being a Pittsburgher playing in Berlin?
Well, Berlin is a very electric city, and it doesn't close until the last patron leaves, basically. And that jam session in particular starts at about 12:30. And literally, you walk out there, you walk outside, and the sun's up. And sometimes you have no idea how much time passed, depending on the level of the jam session.
You've seen a lot of Europe over the years. What are some of your best memories of being there, playing there, and take a little bit of Pittsburgh with you wherever you go?
Well, I have a deep affection for Paris. I spent the majority of my time being based out of Paris, and I spent about a year and a half or so out of Berlin, where you got that sound clip from. That was during my time when I was living there. But I particularly love Paris. But experience-wise, I mean, I've been to Poland with Big Joe Turner and played the blues festival circuit over there. That was always a treat for me, especially when people found out I was from Pittsburgh. I acquired a couple nicknames, aliases. One is called Pittsburgh Slim.
So people react to you positively because you're from Pittsburgh.
Well, those who really understand the legacy of Pittsburgh are always very, very happy to know a younger musician that's out there that's from Pittsburgh, because, of course, you know, we have Art Blakey, Roy Eldridge, Errol Garner, Stanley Turrentine, Mary Lou Williams, George Benson, Roger Humphreys. I mean, Jimmy Ponder. It goes on and on, the great people that came from the city. So I'm honored to be, you know, born here and raised here, and I've got to experience a lot of these greats, such as Mr. Humphreys and Mr. Ponder and, of course, Dwayne Dolphin and guys like that. It's been a real ride. I mean, it's been a really good ride. I've learned a lot, and I'm still learning.
And I wanted to talk about something that you have coming up with one of the guys who was involved in getting you started in learning how to be a musician, Tony Campbell. The event is a week from tomorrow night, and it's called Alto Madness.
Well, Tony was one of the first professional musicians that I ever met when I started as a kid. I was maybe 16 or so, between 16 and 17. And
so what was that like? You were actually up on stage with him at a jam session.
Well, it was absolutely terrifying. It was at the Two Sweet Lounge in Homewood. I was still going to Kappa High School. I might not have been a junior. My dad took me in, and it was the Roger Humphreys jam session. He had the full band. He had Don Alico Jr. He had Tony Campbell. He had Volcano Choi on trumpet. Donna Davis was on piano. Dwayne Dolphin was on bass. And, of course, Roger himself was on drums. And, he called me up, and we ended up playing Blue Bossa. And it was a terrifying experience. But I decided that I could either stick in there and just gut it out, or I could run away and be done with it. And my love for the music was too strong to run away. So I had to just, kind of go through it. And it was scary for many years since. I mean, it was...
Yeah, but you've thoroughly gotten over that. I've seen you play many a times, and you've never once looked scared up there.
Not anymore. Not anymore. But it was rough in those days.
And now you and Tony are co-headliners in a concert setting.
It's an honor for me to be able to share the stage in this regard with Tony. And, you know, his band's going to play, my band's going to play, and then we're going to play together. So it should be a lot of excitement for sure.
Now, this concert, which, by the way, is going to be at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Again, it's a week from tomorrow night. It's part of two concerts put together as a short series by Kente Arts Alliance. The founder of Kente Arts Alliance is Mensa Wally. Andy's here with us. This is called Alto Madness. It's a celebration of alto saxophone players. And Mensa, where did this idea come from?
Well, my high school days was celebrated with the music of Jackie McLean.
A very highly regarded and very successful alto saxophonist.
So in Jackie's history, the album Alto Madness is one of my faves. That's where the idea came from. I was listening to that album, really. And, you know, Alto Madness, you know. You know, there are a couple of guys around here that could fit the bill.
So this is a celebration of Jackie McLean?
Abstract as it may be. I mean, this is a celebration of all alto players. It's going to be at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater on October 18, 8 p.m.
And then in December, Kente Arts Alliance brings Grammy-winning alto saxophonist Kenny Garrett to town. He'll play his show at the new Hazlett Theater on the north side. Kenny Garrett got one of his first breaks playing with the Duke Ellington Orchestra when Mercer Ellington was leading it. Tony Campbell also played in the Ellington Orchestra for a while. But Robbie, I want to turn back to you before we wrap this all up and talk to you about something that I think is unique to you. That is your style. You have great style when you play, when you're on stage. You have really great presence. How'd that happen?
Now that I look back, it was a gradual and definite process, even if I wasn't aware of it at its beginning. Two things happened. First, I met Stanley Turrentine and even got to sit in with him at James Street years ago. You know, it left an indelible impression on me as to how to get people on your side as a performer and how to reach them, how to communicate to them. And then not too long after that, I bumped into Jimmy Ponder at Two Sweet, and that was a life-altering experience for me to see him play in person. He was very strong and vital at that time. He just came back from New Jersey, and I mean, he was just tearing it up. I mean, everybody was just blown away by this guy, and you know, I'll never forget it. And that kind of got me thinking. Well, I have to change my game a little bit if I want to be like those guys. Then flash forward to my time in Berlin. I was hanging out with a great saxophone player named Detroit Gary Wiggins, and he shows me a video of Big J McNeely. And so it all more or less just kind of came together at that time. When I saw that video of Big J McNeely, I said, that's what I have to do. And so I just started gradually implementing those things and trying to put my own little twist on it. And it's still evolving, but I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now.
How about the clothes? You're always the best dressed guy on stage.
Well, I always tried to go for that. Even when I was younger, it was just something that, you know, my dad was all, you know, well, he still is a very sharp dressed man. And I grew up with that. And the friends that I grew up with, you know, I remember being, you know, like Howie Alexander and Hill Jordan. And I, like, we had this group called the Kihonia Concept. And we always tried to dress, we made a point to try to dress sharp and go in there as a team and look good, you know, and, you know, so it came from the very beginning.
I'd like to swing the conversation back around to your experiences in Europe. And I'd like to ask you, Robbie, from your perspective up on stage, are there differences between playing for a European jazz audience and a crowd here in the States?
Yes and no. There is that commonality when you're doing a show in front of a jazz audience or a blues audience. You know, around the world, people have, you know, this certain regard for their muse, and they enjoy going out to hear it. I would say in the States, the audience is definitely a little more vocal, and in Europe, they probably listen a little bit more closely. You know, there's not as much talking as you can kind of hear it when you're playing in the States. You know, you hear a lot of chatter and stuff, which is fine. It's just the way people are, you know, going about their experience. But in Europe, it's like kind of like more stoic, and they let you know if they like you or not, but you sometimes have to wait till the very end.
Well, Robbie Edwards, Robbie Super Sax Edwards, you'll hear how the crowds are at the Kelly Strayhorn a week from tomorrow night with the first Alto Madness concert. And thank you very much for coming in here and talking with the Essential Pittsburgh audience. Mensa Wally from Kente Arts Alliance, thank you as well. It's always great to talk about jazz, the jazz scene in Pittsburgh, and it's always interesting to learn more about how Pittsburgh's reputation in other parts of the world is in many cases rooted in Pittsburgh's incomparable jazz legacy.
That was WESA's Bob Studebaker speaking with Mensa Wally, Artistic Director of the Kenta Arts Alliance, and saxophonist Robbie Edwards, who will be taking part in the Alto Madness presented by the Kente Arts Alliance. The concert will take place at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.